range.
Okay, well, we're here today at a pullet rearing course for the Layers and Game Birds project. We're in Wincanton at Wincanton Labs and Animal AIDS building. I'm going to briefly introduce you to John Moore, who was one of the trainers here today. Hi, John. Can you tell us a bit about yourself?
Well, I'm employed by Duchy College to deliver training in the poultry sector, and I'm also a poultry farmer myself in Devon.
Okay, and you've been really involved in the setting up of the West Country Layers Association, partners on this project. Can you tell us about them and the aims and objectives which inspired you to set up the group?
Well, myself and one of my colleagues recognised that the West Country didn't have a forum where poultry farmers could come together and exchange views and actually collect knowledge, or call it knowledge transfer. There are two similar groups up in the Midlands which operate on a very informal basis, but we had the fortunate opportunity to make it more formal by linking up with Swahili and Duchy College.
And it's a new organisation, but since it's been in operation, it's already become very renowned for being progressive and timely in everything that it's doing. There's conferences coming up and regular training events. So this training, pullet rearing course, can you briefly summarise what we covered today?
What we're trying to do is to give guidance to potential pullet rearers and current pullet rearers of how they can rear birds to make them more fit for purpose. By fit for purpose, I mean that they will actually lay to their genetic optimum and actually give the best maximum possible return to their owners.
Thank you. It's an interesting time for the laying industry, and there was a lot of talk in the course today about the challenges for pullet rearing and how to overcome them. Could you briefly summarise what you see to be the main challenges, either over the long term or day-to-day, you know, operational basis on your farm?
Well, the situation nationally at present is that we have a surplus of laying eggs in the country. We have around 8-10% surplus birds producing eggs for a very quickly changing market. On the 1st of January 2011, only 8 months hence, the normal battery cages we know will be outlawed all across Europe. But the present situation in the UK and other member states is that we have a transition where farmers are actually changing their modes of stocking birds to meet the new directive, and also we've got cages still in production that will fall out of production by January next year. So currently the financial situation is very, very weak. Demand is very high for British eggs, but we have a local problem which we hope will be resolved by the middle of next year.
Fantastic, thank you very much. One of the advantages of this training course is that participants have a chance to work towards a level 2 EdExcel qualification in continuing professional development, and you've set the whole list of questions that they have to answer to get their credits from this course. Just to give an idea of the type of training and the level of technical detail that you go into, shall we have a look at some of the questions and some of the possible answers? For example, question one here, name two types of litter suitable for bedding pullets.
What we're trying to illustrate here is that the producers have alternatives. They don't just have to use the most expensive or the most sought after product. What we're actually saying to them on litter is that they could use shavings, a shaving straw mix, or even waste paper.
Okay, fantastic. And when you were speaking about that, you outlined a lot of the financial benefits of doing either or, but also some of the biosecurity ones. How does that biosecurity come into what products you're bringing in to the shed?
Right, well, one of my concerns as producers is that we actually produce the cleanest possible disease-free birds, which would in fact produce ideal eggs for the UK consumer. If we use anything which is straw-based or field-based, field-derived, there's a possibility that the straw has come involved with rodents, wild birds, or birds that are actually maybe or may or not be infected with avian influenza. And then that's a possible transmission route to the chicks in the house.
Okay, fantastic.